Is wetter a word?
What's
A better wetter? A better wetter. Hello, this is Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulation Chemist. And we are also joined by our formulator mascot, Sir Chief. And today, she's made a new one. This one is really exciting because we haven't really made like a cleaning, like a brush. Like we do like stuff with makeup or, you know, hair or face, but we haven't really made like one to clean your makeup brushes.
Yeah, it's a little new.
Yeah, so this is the makeup brush and sponge shampoo. It is formulation number 5006. And so talk a little bit about like why you chose the name shampoo and then why this one works with makeup brushes and sponges, because you kind of do have to clean them a little differently.
Mm-hmm. So this one actually came about because we had people bringing up how the traditional makeup brush cleansers have been damaging the sponges, those blending sponges that people use now. A lot of the makeup brush cleaners out there are solvent-based with alcohol or something like that in there that will dissolve makeup but also evaporate from the brush really quickly so it dries out fast. But I guess those are damaging to the sponge over time. You have to clean the sponges more often because you're wetting them before you use them, so there's more potential for bacteria growth there. So just over time, those solvent-based formulas are damaging these sponges, so it's better to use a water-based cleaner. That's where these shampoos have come about. And you can use these on brushes, too. They use very mild detergents in there, so they're also good for the brushes. Hairs, like some of them are natural hair, so you know you have to
hopefully it's animal
have
hair.
Something yes yes so you have to have something gentle in there that's not going to dry it out and make it stiff.
So yeah, the sponges do kind of weird me out because it does have to soak up so much. You have to soak it in water, and I feel like it soaks up so much makeup.
Yes, and you're also, you know, soaking up all the product and buildup from your face. So
skin cells.
Say that you're supposed to clean it every single day, yeah. Just before the water step. Just go ahead and clean it.
Okay. So, wait, is this 160 NC or 100 NC?
It's 100.
Okay.
We're using 100 because it's a better wetter than 160, so it helps to wet it onto the sponge or the brush.
Okay. And we don't really, so we're using Suganate 100 NC because it's not, you know, that one is, I mean, it's still very mild, mm-hmm. but it's not as mild as our 160 NC. But we're not really concerned about it because you're not leaving this on your skin or it's not staying in your hair or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we put our Babassu Sultane in there, which is our Colateric BBS, which is one of our more sustainable sultanes. So mm-hmm. you do get that nice foaming when you're cleaning the brush, so that, you know, I feel like, you know, when you have foam and you're cleaning or sudsing something, it makes you feel a little better.
Oh yeah. And I like to put this directly onto the brush and kind of get some of that makeup dissolved before I add it into the water, get less gunk that way.
And then we added our Poly Sugar Quat, and this one we haven't used really in a whole lot of formulations. It's the TM8610P. Is there a reason you chose this one over some of the other poly sugar quats?
The TM8610P, it's good for two-in-one type systems like this because you get a bit of, you know, foam detergency, but also some conditioning.
You added the peppermint oil because it does have a nice smell to it when you have all of that around your face. But with this, you could kind of, what are some of the other oils you could use it?
Oh, really any other essential oils, you know, lavender. You could do fragrance-free even if you wanted. Some people put things like tea tree oil in there because it's good for your skin and also the antimicrobial aspects for keeping your brushes fresh. So you could play around with that.
Is this, when you put it together, is it pretty typical of like a normal shampoo of how you would put together?
Yeah, I'd say so. You have to hydrate the xanthan gum. That's your thickening agent here. And then the rest are just liquid. So you add those afterwards. A little bit of heat, maybe if you have an essential oil that's more difficult to solubilize. But all in all, pretty typical procedure.
So does it have the same consistency as a shampoo? Because I do have a makeup brush cleanser that is actually a spray, but this one is not, the viscosity is too thick for it to be a spray. So you'd either need like a normal shampoo bottle or like a pump bottle.
Right. It is viscous. I bet that spray is an alcohol-based one.
It probably is.
Probably
is. I should look. It's probably ruining all the makeup brushes that I use. It's probably ruining them. All right. So it's a super mild makeup brush and sponge shampoo. And then we added a little D9 in there to solubilize the peppermint oil. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.